What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
I'm Danny Myers, that is Alon Fong. Welcome to 80s Classic Rock Remixes Volume 3, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Danny Myers, that's Alon Fong, and we're going to take people back on a little ride to the 80s, but not just 80s songs. We got a twist involved. Alon, go ahead and talk to us about this twist.
80s Rock Remixes, yeah! So, Danny, I love this show because this is my high school years.
Yeah.
I was a teenager in 83, turned 13, officially a teenager, right? Then high school was 85, 86, 87, 88. And this is my era, man. It's the beginning of MTV, music videos, all this stuff influenced so much of your life as a teenager. Like, you rushed home to watch MTV and check out the latest videos. I remember watching Headbangers Ball on Saturday nights and, and Yo MTV Raps and, you know, all that stuff. So, just a lot of good memories, man. The 80s were a good time for sure.
Yeah, the big debates back then, VHS versus Beta. Now that was the big one, yeah. We had neon headbands. Alon was running around wearing his parachute pants.
Yeah.
And one of my all-time favorite movies. It wasn't a huge one, but it was Flashdance. Flashdance was one of my favorite movies.
Filmed in Pittsburgh.
Irene Cara just died last month, actually. RIP to her. And fun times, man. It was a great music soundtrack. So what we are going to do here today is Alon and I have both picked five each. These are 80s classic rock remixes. So what we're going to do, we're going to tell you about them. We're going to play about 30 seconds of it because you can make your mind up in 30 seconds whether you like a song or not. And why don't I kick it off? I haven't kicked one off in a while. I'm going to take you back to 1985. Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Of course, it's an Ultimix by Beat Thrillers.
Welcome to your life.
Okay, well, that was my first selection for the 80s classic rock remixes. Alon, I think we're going to one of your all-time favorite bands.
Yeah, this band is what started my love for music, man. Talking about the original Van Halen. Of course, my world got rocked back in 78 with Van Halen 1, and then the videos dropped from this album, 1984, and for this first single, and then the following videos for Hot for Teacher and for Panama, and blew my mind. This is Jump. Now, this is the only officially sanctioned remix in the history of Van Halen that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
It came out in 2018. This is Jump, the Armin Van Buren remix.
Van Buren of Van Halen. Okay, I can see what we're doing there.
Go ahead and jump, jump. Go ahead and jump.
That. That's the first time I heard that mix, huh? That's cool. Okay, Classic Rock Remixes Volume 3. I'm going to take you to 1988. Poison, Nothing But a Good Time. The DJ, I think it's ELAD, E-L-A-D remix. That sound right?
Class 88, stand up.
I'm always working, saving every day. Gotta get a break from the same old, same old. I need a chance just to get away. If you could hear me think, this is what I'd say. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Yeah, now Alon, you're getting ready to go into a song that I completely forgot about this version. I used to play this like on a regular many years ago. I forgot about it. I forgot about this whole freaking album or CD or cassette soundtrack. Tape, whatever we called it back then.
Soundtrack. So young DJs, check this out. Back at pre-internet days, you often found great remixes on soundtracks. That's why a lot of 80s, 90s soundtracks are so huge. And this movie, Small Soldiers, was a live action with animation where toys came to life and interact with actors. And a lot of great classic rock remixes on this one. Rush, Tom Sawyer's on there. Mm-hmm. Surrender by Cheap Trick is a great remix. There's another one, Bites the Dust remix. Love is a Battlefield, Pat Benatar's on there. There's a Pretender song, Back to Ohio, I think. Anyways, so many great remixes on there. I chose this one. It fits strip clubs. From 1981, mm-hmm. originally, this is The Stroke. Billy Squire, the Small Soldiers soundtrack remix.
Yeah, it's made it a little hip-hoppy.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word.
Hey, quick question, because that was the soundtrack that took a lot of rock songs and gave them hip-hop feels. Pat Benatar did Love is a Battlefield with, was it Queen Latifah? It was
I think, or Wyclef, I feel like, did one too, but that might have been a different soundtrack. I can't remember.
I think it was Queen Latifah did it. It was very, very, I'm just going to call it interesting. I don't know that I played it a lot, but it was interesting to hear the little combination. So, yes. I'm going to dig that one back out. Okay. 1989 was the year. Love in an Elevator. Back when you used to, before they had cameras in elevators in all the hotels, and you could just hit the pause button and, yeah, anyway, Love in an Elevator. This is the Slim Rock Redrum, Aerosmith. Yeah,
I won't lie, Danny. I took this song as a personal challenge as a young adult. So, yes, I have had sex in an elevator. It was a hotel in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Who was the girl?
I'm not going to say that. Okay. Gentleman never talks about the girl. She's probably listening, though.
Cool. Okay, so anyway, we're in the middle of our 80s classic rock remixes episode of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs on Pantheon Podcast Network. We have got five more picks coming your way, and we're going to do those next.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Yeah, what's hot in the strip clubs podcast? I'll tell you what, we do one of these almost every week, sometimes more. Got a lot of these. They're all at whatshotitsc.com, every one of ours. In fact, last week we released the best of 2022. That basically was the Panda Top 20 for 2022. The top songs that were charted by all the Panda reporting DJs. Alon did a whole lot of his pandanometry. That's a combination of trigonometry, geometry, and we came up with pandanometry, where he puts it all together, and we did it. That was a really, really fun show. I kind of forgot about some of those songs. And the entire chart of the top 200 for 2022 is on pandatop20.com right now, so go check that out. Alon, are we really calling this rock?
Yeah, it's Prince. He always falls in between, so we're gonna slide it in. I had to get some Prince on here. So the last from Billy Squier and the next three songs, including this one, were all in heavy rotation. So this is Prince, Erotic City, which was the B-side to Let's Go Crazy in 1984. Now, this version, though, it's interesting. So it's a remix, but George Clinton did a phenomenal cover, which is where the bass, the really heavy groove comes from, from the PCU soundtrack, the Jeremy Piven movie from the 90s. And then Lance Herbstrong remixed it and added the original Prince vocals.
Oh.
So that's why you have this. So this is Prince, Erotic City. It's the George Clinton versus Prince versus Lance Herbstrong remix.
Cool. Did he say one small step? Oh, that was the other Lance. Okay, never mind. Okay, this next song, if you were to take a chart and find out what song was remixed the most of an 80s song, this one probably wins. Yeah. This is 1981. This is Journey. It's been remixed by so many people. Don't Stop Believing is the song. But this one is remixed by our good friend DJ Mike D. And I'm going to play about 30 seconds of this and see what you think of it. Yeah, and you know, what's interesting about that remix, and I would love to talk to Mike D. I've never met Mike D. You know him. I talked to him through online and stuff. But, you know, the mix, the song itself, the remix is about 325, 330. He doesn't bring the chorus in. That particular chorus comes in at about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. The rest of it, he has the verse, the bridge, but he never goes into the chorus right when you're ready to sing along with it. He goes back into the verse, and I'm just curious why he did that. So I actually queued that in at 2 minutes and 32 seconds to find us a good 30.
Interesting. We'll have to ask him. Yeah. There's so many great remixes. My go-to remix is the Don't Stop Levels. So
yes.
Avicii matched up with Don't Stop Believing, but that's great too. Mike D always does a phenomenal job. Shout out to Mr. Mike D. All right. This next one is a classic rock song from 1982. The album was released. Talking about The Clash and Rock the Casbah. And this is the Trade Love remix.
Too damn much fun on this show. Yes, we do. That was cool. That was cool. Let's see. We got two songs left. I'm going to pick one. You're going to pick one. Going to take you to 1986, a song that's been played in almost every sporting event possible. This is Europe's Final Countdown. This is an Alta remix. This is Mark Roberts' mix. Hell, I think it was in a Geico commercial or something. I can't remember. Yeah. They were counting down how much time until the pizza was ready in the microwave. Yep. I remember.
And they even brought the band back for the commercial, which is kind of cool. They're from Europe, Sweden, I believe.
Cool. This is going by too fast.
I know, man.
We only have one more song.
I blame the labels. Danny understands why. All right. Speaking of Avicii. A lot of his stuff is great to mash up to. In fact, Wake Me Up was mashed up with so many great songs. There's a great Proud Mary mashup with Wake Me Up, which is phenomenal. But this is from 1985, my freshman year in high school at Bethel Park Senior High School in outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This song was huge. Summer of 69. This is Wake Me Up in the Summer of 69, that DJ Thomas mashup. Avicii versus Bryan Adams.
And in if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Those were the best days of my life. Ain't no use in complaining.
Yeah, so now comes the real challenge. How you got to try to find these things, man. Go on the internet, Google them, try to find them. There are some of them are on SoundCloud, some of them are on Ultimix and Funky Mixes. They got their classic series. Some of these I find on Direct Music Services, where I find a lot of my great mashups and stuff. So, you want to give up any of your sources?
Two or three of them are off CDs from back in the day. So, I don't know if they're out and available. Like The Strokes, Small Soldiers, that soundtrack's out of print, so you might have to find that at a used record store. I just looked on iTunes. It's not on there.
Really?
Yep. Rock the Casbah, The Trade Love. I believe I got that on like a ultra dance something type album, compilation album from like the early 2000s. Definitely found the Bryan Adams Avicii on SoundCloud or something like that. Same with the Prince and the Van Halen. It should be downloadable or spotted on Spotify or something. The cool. Jump Armin Van Buren remix, because it's an official remix.
Okay. Well, what did you guys, the listeners, what did you think of our remix choices? This is our third episode of the 80s Classic Rock Remixes. I think we're up to like episode 10 right now. We've done the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and 00s, and we got so many things. What I want you to do is get on Facebook and join our Facebook group. More and more people joining that every day. It's for people who listen to our shows. We have remixers on there. We have label people. We have artists. So get on there. Leave some comments. Let us know what you think. It's all at What's Hot in the Strip Clubs on Facebook, our website, where you can find all of our shows, whatshotitsc.com.
Have a safe and happy New Year. This will drop right before New Year. So 2023 has got to be better than the last couple years, right? Of course it is. It's going to kick ass. And we'll see you on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.